And we are back, and it's myself, Richard Rush, and we do this time of the week. We do our car reviews for Here and Drive Radio, both, because we replay these on Drive Radio. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so actually currently driving a 2026 Mazda CX-70, and this is the Turbo S Premium Plus Edition. You can get this vehicle, Dad, from, I think, kind of the high 30s, low 40s, all the way to the high 50s, which is what we're driving. We're kind of driving the top of the line. This is not the plug-in hybrid version, which they do have one of those. This is just your traditional, you know, turbocharged. It's got 340 horsepower, 369 pound-feet of torque. However, Dad, this has a feature on it called the M Hybrid Boost. And what that is it basically pairs the gasoline engine with a 48-volt electric assist. Really, and I know what you know where I'm going to go with this, which is it kind of helps with acceleration. It helps smooth the start stop, you know, features of the vehicle, those sorts of things. It's not, I wouldn't even call it a hybrid vehicle by any means, because it's really not using that engine or that motor, I should say, for anything much more than just kind of helping with acceleration, some things like that.
Okay.
One thing I will notice, I did not know that was on this vehicle to start.
Okay.
And so driving it, there is a little bit of getting used to when you're accelerating, and because that system does help you take off faster. However, because it's not a large hybrid system or a full plug-in hybrid system, it helps you a little bit, but it does take a little bit for that turbo to ramp up. And so in my case, getting onto a highway or, turning on from a stop sign, turning in into traffic, it does take a little bit of getting used to. Nothing that's crazy, nothing that, it's not like a massive amount of safety issues or anything of that nature, but it is something that it did take a little bit of getting used to for me. Outside of that, what's new on 2026? Because they actually introduced this model, Dad, for 2025, and it is identical to the Mazda CX-90, with the exception of this is a two-row SUV. So as a result, you don't have the third row, not necessarily a big deal, but which means you have a lot of cargo room, right? Mm-hmm. Behind the second row seating. I can fit two booster seats in the car for those with kids. It's really spacious. As we've talked about with Mazda's Dad pretty frequently, it's got a lot of nice soft touch materials on the inside. The buttons and the feels makes this feel like a luxury SUV with not quite the same price tag as other luxury SUVs. It now has standard gloss black emblems. It's got a lot of standard features like heated and ventilated front seats and leather on base trims. It's got a different towing mode. There's some different plug-in hybrid models or additions that you can kind of go get a little bit more information about.
Okay.
Ultimately, Dad, though, I really enjoy driving this car. Do I think that it could fit a family? I do. And depending on what you're looking for, it's a little bit, again, it's on the larger side of what I would say is two-row SUVs. And what I mean by that, folks, is this segment is kind of like, I don't want to call them compact SUVs, but mid-size SUVs, right?
Right,
Dad? That's
right.
Probably the right way of saying this. It's definitely in competition there, but with it not having a third row, again, it makes up for by having the cargo room. Fuel economy, 23 and 28, Dad, for an average of 25 miles per gallon. And again, I would say head out and check this vehicle out, because you may be surprised at, you've probably seen these things driving down the road and you don't know how, kind of what they are, what they look like. And Dad, you and I have talked about this. Mazda has really improved over the years with a lot of their features, their standard features, and even their performance.
Yeah, they have, Mazda's got a vehicle across their lineup whereby, and we know individual, Dan, who used to be here with us, drives for Uber and Lyft up in the now Minneapolis area, and he loves his Mazda. I mean, he puts hundreds of thousands of miles on these things, Richard. They are flawless. He believes solely in them, and they work well. And their price point, this is where I was going to start at. If you look at this vehicle, even starting at the $42,000 mark, yes, they can get up into the mid-50s, but reality is Mazda does a really great job of delivering a lot of creature comforts, performance, and so on, at a really nice price. And I mean that sincerely, Richard. They really do a good job of that.
No, they do. And that's you're 100% correct, Dad. And that's something that can't be missed. And I think that, I'll be honest, Dad, a lot of folks, when you pull up in this car, they're like, what is that? Again, it's a Mazda. And I think when you see the inside, if you didn't see the emblem on it, Dad, you probably wouldn't have any idea. Like I said, there's lots of soft touch, luxury type materials on this vehicle, and not even only this vehicle, Dad. Right across their lineup, where I think people would really be pleasantly surprised to know that. And like you say, for the price point, what this vehicle is competing against, again, where you can have a really good price range of kind of where you can go, I would encourage folks to check this out. I think they would be, I know we keep saying it, pleasantly surprised at what they find.
And really quick, I got to add this really quick, because Mazda will love this, because they listen to these reviews as well. And he's got a little bit of an older Mazda, has to be older or he wouldn't have this many miles on it. He's at about 460,000 miles. So from when I say these things will run the distance, Richard, I mean they will run the distance. So about 460,000 miles right now. And keep in mind that when he texted me this, hang on, I got to double check this. When he texted me that, that was back in July. So he's probably pushing the 480 to 490 mark on that particular car. So you know what? You can't argue that one. It works extremely well.
I was going to say he's pretty close to probably eclipsing the 500,000 mark, which is exceptional for a vehicle these days. I know you can speak to that with a lot of the other, obviously your other jobs and such that you do. And so again, folks, keep this in mind, whether you're going out for a new car this year, Dad, or again, in the future, we highly encourage you to listen to these reviews again, not for now, but also for the future. Again, 2026 Mazda CX-70 at your local Mazda dealer. Check it out. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.